For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6.
Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee.
It's a party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust on 94.5 ESPN,
party, baby.
The ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee,
party,
on YouTube.
One day only here on ESPN Milwaukee. Ben Brust, Greg Scalzo, no Joshy DiMaggio. He's at home criticizing the producing work of Alex Stroff. You, the Scalzo and Brust family, calling, texting 800-990-ESPN. Again, 800-990-3776. Somebody's calling on line three, Stroff. I can help do your job for you. You could also get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee.
Did he say it to you in your ear as well?
What?
Joshy's been off more than me.
Yeah, he ain't wrong. Joshy's been off all week, the last couple weeks, too. You want me to go in on Josh? If he was sitting right there, I would. It's just not as much fun when you are doing it behind somebody's back.
Correct.
Speaking of doing it behind somebody's back, we welcome in the official, unofficial 14-minute man of the Scalzo and Brust family. What?
Doing it behind someone's back?
Well, I don't know if I can tell that story from Jonathan Brust's standpoint.
John. I want to hear my play-in music.
Yeah, you want me to call your brother and have his sex life on the air?
She asked me to bring her a G&T to the pool, and she wants to see me shirtless walking around the pool, and she's looking forward to tonight.
Yeah, JB, what a stud!
Greg.
What do you mean?
He's not a stud. She doesn't want to see him with his shirt off.
Jonathan Brust, the official, unofficial brother of the Scalzo and Brust family.
Before we get to Jonathan Brust, quick update. It is now official via Adam Schefter that Trayvon Diggs has signed with the Green Bay Packers. Don't let that steal your thunder, JB. What do you got?
Is he really?
We just said don't let it steal your thunder, and you're literally reacting to it.
Oh, man. Well, hey, Greg, it's great to hear your voice on air, but I almost had a divorce speaking of divorces, so I just want to throw that in. You know, I haven't seen a 14-minute man now in almost 8 months. And let me tell you what, it's great. Stop drinking. Now you only last 30 seconds.
Does that mean the count's higher than normal now?
No, it's still the same. It's still the same. It's still all the time. The count's not changing, but I just don't last. You cut out that booze and it's not the same.
Sobriety changes a man more than one way.
Love you, JB.
Love you guys. Happy New Year.
Thank you for the call. Happy New Year. 800-990-3776.
I mean, that's all I can say. I don't know what else I can add there. That's awesome, brother.
You're proud of your brother?
Yes, absolutely.
Of course, you should be.
30 seconds. That's still...
Shouldn't be proud of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's been 8 months. Build up some endurance. That's about all I'm going to say.
So the Trayvon Diggs story.
Am I wrong?
You're allowed to say whatever about JB and his marriage, but there's only certain things. Like, I don't know where the rules are at this point right now.
Said what I said.
JB, I love you. I'm proud of you. And I think you should start the count back up for 2026, which starts tomorrow.
I don't think he's on the air, but
he's not. I'm just sending him the message. He's still listening. As far as Matt LaFleur, and this is, I think, what we wanted to get into, right? And it's interesting now that Trayvon Diggs joined the Green Bay Packers team. Do you think that changes the outlook at all for this playoffs, or are you not going to be able to recover from this segment? Do we need to go to break and come back?
It's just like it's been a while since we went from my brother – and his wife, and...
Well, now does that open up the door to why I said that he was behind...
No, it does not open that door. No, absolutely not. But Trayvon Diggs, man, let me tell you.
Trayvon!
Trayvon Diggs. It was what the funny thing was.
No, we're calling it... We'll be back.
No, I can do it. No, I can totally do this. He got waived, and he hired the same agent as Jordan Love as Micah Parsons. So, like, yeah, there was a better chance he was going to sign with the Green Bay Packers. They literally benched Carrington Valentine twice last week, and both players got hurt, so he had to go back out there. Keyshawn Nixon's not a number one. Like I said, it's great if it was on the Packers' terms. If they were to get him on the terms that they want, they need cornerbacks. They need depth. They need guys. So it helps them. Doesn't change the trajectory of the team because their defensive front is still garbage. That's more important, winning in the trenches in the playoffs. We learned that against the Eagles last year. This is good. Not great, like everything the Packers do. Transitioned beautifully there.
You had so much spit. Are you trying to say that?
I've grown, though. I was able to move on.
Yeah, Jonathan hasn't grown, that's for sure. If anything, he's shrunk. Matt LaFleur, who is he? What does he stand for? And what's next? That's coming up on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Michelob Ultra.
Yes, I do have vodka breath right now, but she asked me to bring her a G&T to the pool, and she wants to see me shirtless walking around the pool, and she's looking forward to tonight.
You're so full of crap.
Yeah, JP, what a stud!
Greg.
What do you mean?
He's not a stud. She doesn't want to see him with his shirt off. I've seen him with his shirt off.
Scalzo and Brust. Available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand. You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
Sherry and Muskego, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. We're presented by Bud Light. What do you got?
So I am a gifted and talented coordinator for a school district.
Cool.
And my didn't mean it that way, but my
that was uncalled for. Sorry.
I'll accept your apology,
because
wow.
Scalzo and Brust. Available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
I'm on Josh's side on that one now. I've come around. You see the condescending nature of her voice on that, where she was like, yeah, that was a lot.
It was. It was bad.
Cool.
Welcome back into Scalzo and Brust.
It is the ESP Wisconsin app, by the way. All these say Wisconsin On Demand.
Here on ESPN Milwaukee. It is the ESPN Wisconsin app. You can find us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776, the number to get into the show. What are you laughing at, Stroph?
Just everything about this stupid show.
Does it feel like Scalzo and Brust?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And Greg's just beating up anybody that he sees.
he's built up a lot of, like, beat everyone up anger.
That's
always been your prerogative.
This is the show. You asked me to do Scalzo and Brust. This is the show. What do you want me to do? Sit here and
whoever comes
the
through
head?
The path. Bow!
They're getting uppercutted.
It's just not true.
That's the show.
I've held back today more than I normally would, and you both know that. In the spirit of the holidays.
Yeah, you're so giving.
Happy holidays, Greg.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, well, it's filled with, you know.
You're closer to Santa or the Grinch. Which one are you closer to?
Me?
Yeah, you.
There is no Santa without the Grinch, and there's no Grinch without Santa.
But which one are you?
I'm closer to Santa, I think, than the Grinch.
I have days where I'm each.
Yeah.
I wasn't asking
you. The holidays are filled, as a child of 700 divorces, the holidays is filled with a little bit of melancholy, and it should be. There's beauty in that, Stroph. There's beauty in that, isn't there?
Yeah, I think That's so.
That's why you go day drinking with your mom on throughout Christmas. Hey, I did the same thing, Stroph. I did the same thing.
Man. That's what you did with your time off, man. Just making memories around the melancholy of the holidays.
And now Trayvon Diggs
Don't
is a Packer.
Don't use the word melancholy. You just learned that word 14
sure
seconds ago.
I sure did. And now Trayvon Diggs is a Packer. Does it make a difference? Who knows? 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776.
We're so unserious.
Dude, but like...
It is an unserious thing.
What are we going to do? Trayvon Diggs is going to change the Packers' trajectory of this team? It's a no-risk flyer.
Yeah, which Goody has a good track record on.
Does he?
Devondre Campbell, Rasul Douglas.
Okay, and we had like Isaiah Simmons, is that right?
Oh, the New York Giants first rounder.
No, yeah, but the Cardinals first rounder.
Cardinals and then played for the Giants.
Yeah,
the Giants. Close enough.
And when I was listening to KBN in August, it was like, this guy's amazing.
Kyle Wallace.
He's going to be great.
He drinks
He's the
Kool-Aid.
X-factor.
Drinks the Kool-Aid.
So we'll see what Trayvon Diggs brings to.
You really got a lot of you got a lot of problems with that afternoon trifecta, don't you?
He put it together.
Nobody distances themselves from the show they're on more than Alex Strope distances himself from KBN. The trifecta there.
What's the name of the show?
You don't include yourself in there?
What's the name of the show?
Kyle Bruston Nortman, who's the producer of the show. Arguably the most important person in the show.
Can you weigh your job responsibilities on a percentage?
I don't understand the question.
Like, in your job description, producing Scalzo and Brust, doing Mr. Irrelevant, social media, because you're all over ESPN Milwaukee social media. Can you weigh the percentages of your job description? Of what you put your time into?
Well, I definitely put my time into producing KBN the most, without a doubt.
Percentage of your overall job.
This is almost like the pie chart of blame.
Yeah, except it's just a percentage
of
your...
Let's let him work on that. We can come back to that.
Yes.
We'll get a little bit
like
more
into Brust top 10 list of things most important in his life.
Into Matt LaFleur, who, look, I'm fascinated by the Matt LaFleur conversation right now. And looking back to when he started... In Green Bay, right? Like, he came to the Packers as the nerdy, offensive-minded head coach, right? Like, he came in as he came up under the Kyle Shanahan era in Washington, right? Him and Mike McDaniel and, Saleh and all of those guys. And they were at each other's throats and they were going after each other and they were grinders and they were football nerds. What, you want to stop me from my role?
No, I don't want to stop you from your role, but Strofe is going to put up a picture on YouTube if you're there.
You didn't think I was going to get there?
No, I know you're going to get there, but I find it fascinating that you sent him a picture of when he was introduced as the Green Bay Packers head coach. I mean, what's more damning is the transition from when he was a Washington head coach. I mean, he looked even worse than
Washington head coach, huh?
Or excuse me, yeah, whatever he was. Who even knows? I actually couldn't tell you what he was. Was he passing game coordinator?
He was an offensive coach. I don't know if he was passing game coordinator, running game coordinator. Probably played.
Does it matter?
Probably there. No. He was a coach in Washington. We're all scared to say whatever the team name
yes.
is.
What are they? What were they then?
But he came to Green Bay as like, all right, this is an offensive-minded guru, right? That was his identity. And he came in looking like a grinder. He came in looking like a football nerd. And he has had a glow-up in his appearance and a glow down in terms of the perception of Packers fans as far as him being an offensive-minded genius, right? If you were to ask Packers fans or fans around the league in general, hey, how would you compare Matt LaFleur with Kyle Shanahan, with Sean McVay? Even if you want to put, Kevin O'Connell into the mix, you could pick KOC into the mix. He does not seem to get the same level of respect as those guys. And it makes me, it really brought me down this road of like, who is Matt LaFleur and what does he stand for? Because what are you laughing about?
Who is Matt LaFleur and what does he stand for?
Because
is an attack on somebody's character as
it's
a man.
Not an attack on his
to
character.
To not
as a
know
man.
Who somebody is after 7 years of being the Green Bay Packers head coach?
Well, is he still that offensive minded sort of pass happy guy who came in after Mike McCarthy and figured out a way to create wide open wide receivers for Aaron Rodgers and did that remarkably well? Now he's presenting himself as this run first sort of like pound it, I'm gonna pound the defense sort of head coach. And now he's also sort of trying to take on some of that Dan Campbell like tough guy mentality.
At least we've seen it like in interviews, in game, sometimes like he's like the cool, calm, collected guy, and sometimes he's the fired up, I'm mad guy. Like, there's no consistency from him, and we've seen that from an on the field standpoint of when you look at Matt LaFleur's team in the first half of this year to who they were, well, say first five games, then you see them running in first and second down trying to get Josh Jacobs going. They kind of figured out, got stale, defenses did. Then, like, it was the let Jordan loose narrative, and he played really well over the three-game stretch that they played the NFC North opponents that they won. he's kind of a go with the wind right guy right now. And I like, again, we bring up the what is Matt LaFleur's identity question all the time. And we get different answers from every single person. So it is a fair question. The what does he stand for, I think, is just like the next level. Like, what do you mean? What does he stand for? Like, as a coach, as a human being? Like, I just want to know where you want to live here.
A little bit of everything. Like, who are – like, if you're Dan Campbell, you don't have – you don't get your hair cut every week. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm okay with that, by the way. Look good, feel good, play good. Like, I'm not even holding that as a criticism. But when you talk about consistency in terms of who you are and how you operate, you can't be like the grinder, punch you in the mouth guy, and then go from looking like he did to a male model. And like, respect, like I would do the same damn thing if I were him. There's somebody to cut hair in that building. I'd get my hair cut every week. Like, it looks a lot better now than he did. But who is he? Then just embrace being the guy who's going to get guys open and have Jordan Love throw the ball 50 times. To me, that's what's missing from this Packers team and from this Packers franchise is for some reason, they're reticent to embrace who they are. And it's at the tippity tip of their tongue. And it is, we have a great quarterback and somebody who could scheme receivers open. Let's throw the damn ball and let's score 30 points a game. And for some reason, I think a lot of people holding them back from doing that.
I think a lot of people that do point at Matt LaFleur think he's in over his head. Because when you look
he's at... He's 7 years in.
From a head coaching, decision-making, and being play caller. Managing offense, defense, and special teams. That's what I'm getting to. It's everyone's like, well, he has kept Rich Bisacci as the highest paid special teams coordinator when they suck at special teams. Under Matt LaFleur, three different defensive coordinators in 2019 under Pettine, Raheem Mostert had a game where he gashed their defense. Under Joe Barry, they had four 200-yard rushers. Under Jeff Hafley, the defensive guru that's up for head coaching jobs, I know it's Derrick Henry, but it was embarrassing the way that he was able to run all over the Green Bay Packers with something to play for. With the Bears ended up losing, you'd still be in the mix for a division title and a better seed where you're not going on the road. So
let's take it one step further then, because we're putting this on Matt LaFleur and saying what's his identity. What is the Packers? Like, what is the Packer? What are the Packers?
They're good, not great. But because
Gutekunst picks the players. So we're now saying between three different defensive coordinators, they've had the same issues. Well, what else is Matt LaFleur supposed to do when he doesn't pick the players? So Matt LaFleur is going and picking different coordinators trying to figure this out, but he's cooking with the groceries that are shot for by Brian Gutekunst, which gets back to the point that I made earlier that there is not alignment or identity, and that to me is where this team needs to go. And if people believe in Jordan Love the way I think they should, and I think it's hard to really buy into a guy like that as much as I want them to, like, you need to figure out who the hell you are. The Bengals, for whatever they are, it's, we're going to score 30-plus points a game. We are Joe Burrow. We are Ja'Marr Chase. You know exactly what the Chiefs are trying to do. You know exactly what the Bills are trying to do. You know exactly what the Eagles are trying to do. You know exactly what the Rams are trying to do. And the Rams do it better than anybody to me in the Niners because they're constantly shifting. Oh, the Rams went out and got two of the better wide receivers who can get open on man-to-man every single play that they're running. You know what? We're going to run 13 personnel. We're going to roll out three tight ends. They might roll out four or five tight ends in on one play because you know what? Sean McVay said, this is the way the league's going. I'm going back to tight ends. And him and Matthew Stafford have figured out how to win in the red zone. Kyle Shanahan, he made freaking Jimmy Garoppolo look amazing. And now he's making Brock Purdy look like a Hall of Famer. Like, those guys have a plan and an identity, but they also have organizational alignment that allows them to run it. Ed Policy's going to have to make a decision between Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst. And I would argue, why are people so down on LaFleur instead of Goody? Look at who Goody has drafted and what they've done in this league. And look at what Matt LaFleur's done with what he's been given.
So you think he's done more with less?
Again, go and look, Strove, since Goody took over.
That's
look
just at a simple his question. Draft and success. There's one player, and he was actually the title of our thumbnail on YouTube. We broke down his dad tapping his girlfriend's butt on the air on Scalzone Brust.
Yeah, the double tap.
It's not about...
Not just one tap, two taps.
Double tap.
Lucas that Van Ness guy. Was a pick swap with the New York Jets trade. He was drafted 13th overall. They swapped. The Jets get Will McDonald, a pass rusher that had 10-plus sacks in his rookie year. Better season, obviously, than Lucas Van Ness, who continues to be hurt and injured and all the things. That is what it comes down to. If you're going to have a swing and a miss on a backup at Iowa that you think can become something that isn't becoming that, yes, like that's where I can hear both sides of the argument on where you say there's a middle ground of Goody not doing enough and LaFleur also not doing good, like good enough. The organizational thing, it starts at the top, but then both of the decisions down below aren't putting this team in a spot where they are their trajectory is like, wow. Because when Micah goes down, that's why everyone's pointing to the 49ers and say, look at their team, look at their culture, look at their success. No one's pointing to the Green Bay Packers saying, look at their team, look at their culture. People are worried about their success moving forward, and that's the conversation about them. There's more fear about them being able to overcome this than there should be.
If you're operating in a place of fear right now at the Packers, you don't believe in Jordan Love, because a good quarterback is your floor. Right? If you have a really good quarterback, and if we think Jordan Love's a really good quarterback, that's your floor. You're not going to be that bad. So they should be willing to take chances. They did it with Micah Parsons. I thought that was a great move by Goody, a great move by the organization. I like them taking a risk on Trayvon Diggs. I do. Why not? I don't think it's going to substantially change anything. He hasn't had a great year, but you get him in your system. Maybe you make Micah Parsons happy. Maybe you get a play from him. Like, he's a playmaker.
He's an opportunistic guy.
Ultimately, this Packers team right now is not a favorite to win the Super Bowl.
They're actually, I saw a look-ahead line. If they were to play the Bears, they'd be 1.5 dogs at Soldier Field.
And I would take the Packers. Like, I still think they should be favored against the Chicago Bears, even in Chicago. They should be. They have the better quarterback. Although I do think that if you were to throw it out to NFL personnel right now, you could either trade the same package for Jordan Love or the same package for Caleb Williams. I think most will go Caleb Williams.
Well, contract.
In this game in particular, I would take Jordan Love. Absolutely.
Now, again, I'm not. You've seen them play the Bears even without Micah Parsons with their run offense, and it wasn't like they blew you out the water. The problem was you controlled the damn game, and you get to your red zone conversation about Shanahan and McVay figuring out the Packers have struggled in the red zone the last couple weeks.
I want to hear more from the Scalzone Bruss family. 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-ESPN. List is more. We'll be back. Scalzone Bruss.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
Nobody lies to himself quite like Ben Brust lies to himself.
I believe every word I just said.
Yeah.
Scalzo and Brust, available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand. Listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
Touching myself. Man, I got to go out and have a beer with these clowns. They're pulling off this kind of stuff, talking about dude wiping his hinder or not wiping whatever it was. And it went off the rails, and I was like, man, these guys got these people to pay them to do this on the radio.
Scalzo and Brust, available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
If only they knew how much we made for our first show for an hour.
I'm probably making the same amount today.
No, less.
Huh? I'm saying zero. Yeah. $0. Yeah. Yes. Who was that gentleman again?
Oh, man.
Because he had the best laugh.
The best laugh.
If you remember who that family member is, or if you're him, please call us 800-990-3776.
These guys got somebody to pay them.
And you still have wipes on you at all times, yes?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Nothing's changed in that regard?
Flushable wipes on me all the time.
Have you pooped yourself since the last time?
I've been without incident for a couple of months now.
Yeah.
That's good.
Do you still try to sneak one out in the office, in the middle of the office?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Sorry, you got an office. You can do it in there.
Good pop.
ESPN 800-990-3776. We don't have Josh DiMaggio today, and I do wonder if Josh DiMaggio was invited to your wedding, he would have decided to make the extra effort to be on Scalzo and Brust today. Because we kind of put this together late. I realized that Strofe and Joshy and Will and Chris Larson and our entire team pretty much decided to all take vacation at the same exact time around the biggest weeks of the entire Green Bay Packers season, which is like the biggest week for our entire year. And so we're running all these, you know, best ofs. And I, you know, me and I'm getting calls from an angry Brust every single day. And we decide go back and forth. We're going to try to put together a Scalzo and Brust today since I just flew in last night. And we reach out to Joshy. Joshy was like, I'm intrigued. This sounds good. I'll let you know.
Do you think his girlfriend said no? They call her Mussolini.
And then he was out. And I wonder if it has to do with the fact that you excluded him from your wedding back in August.
Yeah, I mean, some more context to that. I don't know what I was thinking, but I was on a sales meeting as part of my other role, and Josh DiMaggio met the potential partner that we were looking to work with at a golf outing. So I was like, Josh, it'd be great to have you. I actually think I blacked it out. You probably could retell this better than me, because I just remember talking about the wedding and just like telling the person I was talking to that Josh won't be invited with Josh sitting there.
Yeah, lucky for you, I actually rewatched this yesterday over on YouTube, ESPN Milwaukee's Not Top 10 Moments of the Year. That was number 4 for those of you keeping track at home.
I mean, it's an all-time bad way to do it.
Well, here's the thing, Greg. So he did it, and he blurted out, yeah, you're not invited. We can talk about it later. like Josh was a kid who had been grounded. We can tell you're not invited. We can talk about it later. Most inappropriate moment he could have done it. The other thing is they carpooled to and from this meeting together, and he decided in front of the partner was the moment to be like, ha-ha, you're not invited to my wedding.
Oh, I probably overcompensated the hell out of that conversation on the way back.
Why wasn't he invited? I mean, that's your guy.
I know. It's a regret.
You don't invite Joshy. You didn't invite Taushi.
So I'm confused. Josh, when I get.
So when it comes to wedding
Greg thinks Taushi and I have a different relationship than maybe I thought I had with Taushi.
We spent so much time with Taushi and his wife back in the day. Nights out. Different events that we would go to together. Happy hours. Like, we were with Taushi a lot. Back in the day.
I felt
his wife literally was like your counselor. She was like your therapist for years as you were trying to search through the wilderness in order to find your perfect wife, which you found. You were just, she was giving you the hard advice. She was giving you the good advice. And then you didn't invite Taushi, didn't invite Joshy.
And then when they met her, they were both thrilled. I think they met her at the old Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios.
Yeah.
Holiday party.
Which, yes.
Taushi was like, dude, you got a great one. I hear great things about her. Like, man.
Yeah. So you missed
What can that. I do now, though?
Well, I mean, the Josh stuff, that ship has just sailed, I think. I think you guys need to now go from friends to enemies. I mean, that's like the only way that it works.
So I met his mother recently.
Brenda.
She hates you.
Yeah. Should. She was so nice to us.
She hates you over this.
I mean, when Isla was born, how kind was Joshy's mom?
She got you a gift basket.
Did she?
Yes. You talked about it on the air, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm happy to talk about this, but I don't have much to say. There's not much I can say other than I was an idiot. I'm sorry. I'm just going to stumble over my words, and I know that's what you guys want me to do, and you're just staring at me, leaving me out to dry without a life support, so... I got nothing, man. I suck. Don't be the woe is me guy.
You're playing the victim now.
Yeah, I'm owning that. Yeah. I'm owning that. I'm trying to not do that.
You invited Strofe.
Dude.
You invited me.
Strofe. That's the thing. He would have cried for weeks if I didn't invite him.
Who cares?
That's a good point. I have to deal with him on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
Should I do the funniest thing in the world and not invite Ben to my wedding now?
I mean...
Yeah. That'd be great. I'd actually love to have a wedding not on the calendar.
I mean, Strofe, you will have some interesting decisions to make on that.
Yeah, yeah. Don't tell me about it. Yep.
Yep. A lot of people here at work.
Yep. Yep. You want to come?
Me?
Yeah.
No, but you're going to invite me regardless.
You're right, I am.
You know, I look forward to that one.
Ooh, can I pull the Greg?
What's the Greg?
Like, just send a check with the RSVP?
I mean, yeah, sure. You can do that now if you'd like.
We've got some people on the YouTube chat, which is very hard for me to keep track of here.
You're so old.
YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee.
Old. He's so old, and he does sound
no,
old.
It, not,
the YouTube chat.
What else, what do you call it?
Chat. And just sound cool saying it.
The chat?
Yeah.
On the chat, you've got people out here thinking that, how do you
there's,
keep?
There's Bears fans seeping in at all times because they're still just thinking about the Green Bay Packers.
So they go back and forth talking to each other, though. So how do you know when they're talking to us and not talking to each other? Because then it gets complicated where I think somebody's talking about how the Packers aren't scared of Stafford and the Rams, but they're actually a Bears fan talking about how they're not scared of Stafford
Correct.
And the Rams.
Correct. That's not the conversation
fan.
We're All right, having.
I'm done with chat. Text us, call us, 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. We'll go to the third member of the Scalzo and Bruss,
no.
Joshy DiMaggio. Joshy, I think it's time for a full heel turn with you and Bruss here.
I mean, I think I've made it clear with everything that's happened in my life since then. Ben has been ixnayed from every invite, from every event, every concert. I don't know if he knows it. I've been kind of doing it on my own, trying to work in the shadows. Just because the conversation
did
is a little
not,
weird. The
did
one
not
thing
know
ben
that
you
were working in the shadows, Josh. I just found out right now, and I feel hurt.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's kind
so
of
what concerts
the way
have you been doing,
it.
Greg, without me?
The one thing I did want to say is Ben made it seem like he had any relationship with the partner we were meeting with. That was me asking Ben on my own, as a friend, like, hey, here's a potential opportunity for you to earn some money, to get your budget, to do things along those lines. And then he decided to tell me the ultimate embarrassment in front of that person. He made it seem like he had anything to do with it when it was 100% me.
So Joshy's doing you a favor, Ben, setting you up with a business opportunity through a relationship he established.
It did hit my budget this year. That helped.
And you decided to embarrass him in that moment.
See, I can still get a Joshy chuckle, though. So I know we're not dead. We're not dead, Josh. There's still a heartbeat.
Yeah, I mean, Strofe is right. My mother does absolutely hate you, which is the one relationship I think out of all of this you probably are going to regret the most. Because I'm a pretty forgiving guy. I'm a pretty forgiving guy, but that relationship, the Venmo she would send you on your birthday to go have a couple drinks on her, you shattered that relationship. That one's dead. And I'm not going to speak for anyone in my house, but I'd say probably the same for her, too.
I didn't feel that the last time I ran into her. Or didn't.
Well, people do know how to act in public. People do know how to...
No, I'm saying I can tell.
Unlike you, in public, people can usually put on a face and just let things go for a moment, you know?
All right. Anything else to pile on there, Joshy?
I've been enjoying the program. I did not show up today because of the Ben Bruss relationship. I'd be there for Greg if it was Greg and Stroh. I'd be there producing. But with Ben involved, I can't let him get that win. When he comes to me groveling, I have to spite back and tell him, no, I'm not going to be in this one-sided relationship anymore. I need to take back my pride.
I respect that. I respect that.
I respect it too, yeah. Josh.
It's good backbone.
I respect
right there.
You.
anything else that we need to hit on, Josh, here on the Scalzo and Bruss two-third Scalzo and Bruss reunion show?
No, I think you guys have done a pretty good job. I do think I've texted a couple things. Like, Greg, this is for you. Ben, plug your ears. You can't listen to this. Has Ben lost his fastball a little bit? We're not getting any of the references. I haven't heard one single Chris Tucker Rush Hour 2 reference. I haven't heard any of the classic references from Scalzo and Bruss. Does he still got it?
It's a good question of if Ben Bruss now takes himself too seriously, right? I think that's where we're getting
oh,
at.
Oh, God.
It's like
800-990-ESPN.
Oh, don't mind me for a moment. I just want to insert myself here.
I don't even know what you said because I took my headphones off, but just shut up.
I haven't even said anything yet. The fact that he's calling you to complain about people not working when he used to leave early for golf league, like, he takes himself too seriously now.
I think that's another good example.
What are you doing, man?
Right now?
I think with Ben, when I listen now, he's angrier. He's more serious.
Am I more intense? People have told me I'm more angry and whiny.
I mean,
you're confrontational, that's for sure.
Yeah, like you used to be. I made you likable because I just beat you up all the time.
No one's beating me up. Rogue can't beat me up. Look at him. Figuratively and literally.
Me and Josh, you would laugh at you, and people would like it'd be like endearing. And now you're just like, you're like angry, but you also used to not take yourself as seriously, I think. And that like allowed you to be a little goofy.
Is this a New Year's resolution that I've stumbled upon?
To not take yourself as seriously?
I mean, I text you guys, the Greg doing the Who is Matt LaFleur? Ben, how you did Austin Powers, who does number two work for, and just interrupt the entire segment? What is that?
I don't want the guy
giving me serious opinions. I want the bad reference that no one really understands because it's one of the five movies you've watched 500 times and you make the same jokes over and over again. That's what the people want.
Dude, it's been 2 years of taking myself too serious. You're right.
That is what's missing, actually, is the random Ben Bruss interjections that distract us and just create the dead fish moments.
I was like letting you cook, though. So I didn't want to stop you from cooking.
Yeah. And like Ben's like trying, like it's making him a better person, I think, but it might be making him a worse Scalzo and Bruss host. Yeah.
Yes. He's probably has people that enjoy him more, that love him a little bit more. But when it comes to being on the radio, he's just kind of a guy right now.
He told me that he's going to start.
I'm a jag?
He told me he's going to start to read. Josh Ian asked me for some book recommendations. Seriously.
I don't buy that.
It's true. I mean, we had to start with like Goodnight Moon and like The Hungry Caterpillar.
No. I've been talking to my wife how great it is that I can read the books at night to my daughter. And I'm like, I'm actually like there's some good plots to these.
To The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Yes! I'm back!
Craig, we tried to get him to read a book and do a book report. Remember that? Old Scalzo and Bruss bet?
Oh, I lied. You guys caught me.
I mean, there's a million old Scalzo and Bruss bets that never came to fruition. Including that one. Yeah. And then he lied and we caught him and he never did any of it. I think Tausch gave him, or you gave him a book. He stole it, lost it.
Yes. Still never seen that book again.
Yep. Line three's trophy.
Well, the more I talk here and the more I'm on this program,
therapy?
The more I realize I think I was in an abusive relationship and now I'm glad I'm out of it.
Oh, wow.
I'm one-sided. You just took advantage of me.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
I wouldn't say that's the whole lie.
More he took advantage of your mom, Josh. That just didn't sound the way that I wanted.
Well, I love the phrasing of that one.
Unintended.
All right, well, that's all I got for you guys.
Thanks, Joshy. Mitchell kind of chimes in, says, it's not that Ben is more serious. It's that Ben realized at some point over the last 5 years that the world is, in fact, not a vaudevillian circus, and behaving as such might reap benefits professionally and socially for that matter. Ben didn't understand any of that.
No!
Ron the Key said, this is awesome. Ben rarely feels bad shame. I think he actually feels guilty about Joshy's mom.
Well, when he says it's dead, like I don't want to send her flowers if it's just like, if she's going to throw them away.
Well, I think the best thing for you to do is to like do something, I don't know, just like authentically nice and genuine for her son. But that isn't going to happen.
Well, it's the old Ben Bruss. Just throw money at it and hope it fixes everything.
Ain't that the truth?
Okay, you're cut from the same cloth. You forgot your wife's birthday on Scalzo and Bruss.
You're going back 6 years
now?
Yeah,
I have to right now. Yeah, I'm digging deep. I'm in a hole.
Greg and Waukesha, welcome to Scalzo and Bruss.
Hey, Greg, good to hear you on the air again. Appreciate you coming back and lifting this show back up.
Of course, I'm happy to be here, Greg and Waukesha.
Lifting the show up, Greg. Lifting the show.
Somebody had to, otherwise we'd get a best of. It's probably one the same best of that Strofe's been running all week.
So I miss you guys a lot. Glad you guys are having fun. I've always thought this, you know, my parents always told me the best way to deal with a bully is a bully. So I realized, you know, Ben's a bully. And the only guy that stands up to him is you.
I'm the bully to the bully. Yes, I'm like the Dexter of bullies.
Way to go, Greg.
Yeah, I love that.
Way to stand up. Way to stand up to the bullies.
Thank you, Greg.
I'm a bully?
Sounds like you're a bully.
Oh, yeah.
How? Examples.
I'll point it out. We've still got an hour plus left. I'll point it out.
Oh, Greg will do that today. Trust me. He won't need you to point out when I'm bullying. Take over.
This is what I mean. He talks down to me always.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm going to. It's you.
Example A.
800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776, Trayvon Diggs, not my boy Trayvon Hughes, Trayvon Diggs, now a member of the Green Bay Packers.
Did I not share this story with you? I have to share it next. My brother's YouTubed in. I sound old now, too. YouTubed in. Ben is a bully. He made my daughter cry on Christmas Eve.
We'll hear about that next. Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
I like Goody and Rogers taking subliminal shots at each other. This article was like, Joshy saw me. I was reading it. I was like, I don't read. Look, I don't read, but I was into this.
Scalzo and Brust, available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand. You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
You get the image out of a full movie theater watching Josh's sex tape. You guys would be there.
Go, baby, go. I'd be you, Josh. I'd be cheering my ass off for you.
You good?
Yeah. No.
Painting pictures. It's Picasso. No,
I would be right there next to you, Ben, like right next to you in the seat. Our legs would be touching. And I would push for it to be nominated for short film of the year.
Yeah. Scalzo and Brust. Available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
What the hell?
Scalzo and Brust is back today only. Greg Scalzo, Ben Brust. No Joshy DiMaggio, Alex Stroh, your cousin sub of the day here on ESPN Wisconsin. Tory Lowe in the studio now. We'll grab him on the air here in a second. Ben, you mentioned you got a story that you got to tell me.
Yes, it stemmed from me being a bully, as Greg from Waukesha brought to attention here on Scalzo and Brust, a special edition. And I blame Greg, and I'll get to that. So for all of my career here, I've been doing the show before KBN with Greg Scalzo. And Greg doesn't like to lose. He loves to win. And so when we'd argue, he would dig in and dig in and dig in until he won. And I had to evolve and be like, all right, I got to learn to dig in deeper. So you taught me in an argument to dig in and dig in deeper. So we're at Christmas Eve at my dad's. And we do the whole like night. So this is like 10 o'clock after we got back. Kids are asleep. And my niece now is 18. My brother-in-law Kurt is the head coach of my niece's high school varsity basketball team.
Cool.
I did not know that they were having this conversation earlier in the day, but apparently she tore her ACL last year. And this is her, she's playing now for her final season before she goes to college. She wants to have fun. She's upset with her role. I jump in the conversation in the middle. I take my brother-in-law's side. So we're ganging up on my niece in an argument
who's 18 years old.
And I just like was like, I was like, she's making some good points. But I was like, but this is Scalzo and Brust. I'm not going to let her win the argument. So I dig in deeper, and it got to the point where she just got up and she said, this doesn't involve you. Stay out of it. And walked away, was crying for 30 minutes. And I went to go check on her, and she got a bloody nose from crying so hard. So
what kind of things were you saying to your 18-year-old niece?
Well, he brought up shooting percentage, and she was like, well, I don't get enough attempts. Well, I said, if you made more shots, even your limited attempts, maybe you get more shot attempts. Maybe if you closed out short and didn't overextend on your closeout, then you could play the wing on defense. Like, I just was a big jerk.
And somehow you're blaming this on me.
Yes. Yes. You taught me how to dig in and not lose an argument.
Did you give her more Christmas money after that?
No, I gave her a $10 scratch off.
That you were not intending on giving her?
No. My nieces and nephews get $10 scratch offs. There's too many of them.
You can thank me for that.
That was your idea. Yeah. See, it's all you, Greg.
Sounds like you taught them how to be a big jerk.
Wow. What a drop in.
Tory.
Tory Lowe.
Here's the thing, Tory. that Ben isn't understanding is there's a time and a place and a person.
Oh, I get it. I get it. I'm
you
got
to
like
know
that.
When to turn it on.
I'm not like that with my niece. I'm like that with Ben.
Okay,
we were sitting here.
She's 18. She's an adult, so I was like, ah, she can handle it. And I forgot, she's 18-year-old.
Wow.
Girl. Yes. A lot of emotions.
A lot of emotions. 18-year-old who Terrible. Is looking at the finality of her basketball
high school career.
And instead of her uncle meeting with that with empathy and support, she has you criticizing her and tearing her down.
How hard do you have to cry for your nose to bleed?
Pretty hard.
Pretty hard.
I never heard of it until she told me that her nose started bleeding.
Oh my God. All right, we'll be back in 2 minutes. Tory Lowe, it's Scalzo and Russ.